Despite all the technical improvements, it still boils down to a microphone, playing music, sharing stories, talking about issues, communicating with an audience. The great Casey Kasem. Welcome back to another episode of the If I Could podcast, a show that gives you an inside view at what steps a person took to start living their dream. I'm your host, Ahmad Amin. In today's episode, we will meet Sam Alex. Sam is the creator, executive producer, and host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Sam Alex Show. Sam's interviews have received coverage from a wide range of media outlets, including The Today Show, Variety, Entertainment Tonight, and E! News, just to name a few. Sam shares his story for how he got interested in being on the radio and his relentless pursuit of following his dream. You can find Sam on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Sam Alex Radio, and on the web at samalexradio.com. So, how did Sam start his journey to getting on the radio? Let's find out. Sam, thanks so much for joining the show. It's been a long time since you and I have talked and gotten together, but been following your journey. Really excited to have you, man. Thanks and welcome.
A pleasure. Thanks for asking me. Really appreciate it.
So for those that don't know who Sam Alex is, Sam Alex has quite an impressive journey, quite an impressive resume. Sam, you're a radio TV personality. You're a producer, you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a podcaster. You're the jack of all trades in the industry. How did you get all started on this? Was this always part of the plan? If you could go back in time and go to your days in school, did you know that you wanted to be on air and be on the radio? Or how did you get started on this?
Yeah, when I was in third grade at Winston Churchill Elementary, I said, I want to host my own podcast and have my own YouTube channel. I guess it didn't exist in early 90s. But you know what? I was the MC for the Variety show and Eisenhower, same thing. And then, I was in choir. Were you in choir in high school?
No, I can't sing, man. I can't sing either.
Mr. Jennings didn't have auditions and they let anyone in. But so my junior year, Grease was the musical, and the only non-singing role was the DJ, the main brain, Vince Fontaine. So that's the role I auditioned for and got that. And then I guess kind of one thing led to another where I was the MC for the school assemblies my senior year. And
oh, wow.
I quit the wrestling team senior year. And instead of wrestling in the winter, I competed on the speech team in the radio speaking event. Okay. But yeah, I guess my whole life without even thinking about it, if there was a microphone, I liked talking into it. And then it was really the summer after my senior year of high school, I interned at WLIT, The Light, the station that Delilah's on. So I interned there, and that's where I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. Where I got to see the bright lights and create some big dreams. And it's cool interning in a big place, but a lot of times there's union rules. You can't really touch the equipment. So it's cool observing and seeing those things. But then I really got my hands dirty at Bloomington, Illinois. I went to Illinois State, but I lived at the local stations, like 50 hours a week. I'd be at the local stations, just taking out the trash, filling in for the receptionist, just doing anything I could to just keep on learning and growing.
Did you know that you wanted to pursue this in college? Like there was a program for it. You kind of sought it out, or you went to college with pursuing something else and pursuing this as a hobby. How did you piece those puzzles together?
I mean, 100% radio TV is in the blood, and that's what I was doing 100%, even though I majored in education. But I always knew that was the backup plan. Good to have something.
Yeah.
But here is kind of full circle where last spring when COVID first began and so many in-person summer camps were canceled and internships were just being canceled for college students. And yeah, I did, I think, 5 internships for many years before I got a paycheck. And it was a camp counselor and a camper. And like, those are just beyond invaluable opportunities. So I just felt so bad that wasn't happening for people. So that's why I created this broadcasting camp called Camp Broadcast, where I have different celebrities who the campers get to interview one-on-one, different people who work full-time in the biz as TV radio hosts or sports play-by-play hosts, get to mentor these campers. And Today Show did a segment on it. So long story short, it's kind of come full circle where, I mean, I've always enjoyed having interns over the years and just paying the knowledge forward. I'm kind of, I guess, using the education degree now with my broadcast camp too. So
yeah,
it all kind of works out.
That's pretty cool. And we'll get into Camp Broadcast and what you're doing today in a little bit. But going back to that to that college journey. You were interning, seeking out roles at different studios. Once you graduated, and the reason why I'm asking this is, I feel like anyone that I've talked to that is pursuing a career in any type of entertainment field, once they get their degree, it's largely up to them to figure out what to do and how to get settled in their career. So did you find the same type of, I would say, ambiguity in, you have your degree, now what? You've interned at places. How do you make a career out of this? What were some of those steps like at that point in time, or what was the journey like for you?
I feel like people wait till they get a degree, it's just game over.
Yeah.
Too late. You got, I mean, like the whole, like right away, you got to be all in applying for every internship and job, even things that you're not even qualified for, and just putting pedal to the metal. I mean, it's still good to have a life and hang out with friends. I feel like I wish I would have done more of that stuff, but I was just like beyond obsessed. You got to have the mindset like an athlete or an Olympian where you just got tunnel vision and you're just going for whatever the dream is.
Sure.
So if you're waiting till you get a paper degree, like, it's not always too late. My school called me a couple of years ago. They said, how is that interdisciplinary studies degree treating you? My what? I don't even know. I mean, I originally majored in education, and then like junior, senior year, I just switched the major where I can just get out of there as soon as possible so I can get into the real world and start doing what I'm beyond passionate about full time. So yes, I guess we created our own major, I guess, so I can get out of there. And I guess sidebar, that was the best time of my life and a junior, senior year, because I got to take whatever classes I wanted. Yeah. So I went to Japan and got credits there, and then took outdoor adventure education classes where we did cool team building events. And I did summer dance intensive where it was, they said it was open to any major or minor. And then the first day they said, raise your hand if you're a dance major or minor. And everyone raised their hand except me. So it's 5 hours a day of modern ballet, jazz. And I wrestled like my whole life, and I did ROTC. This got me in the best shape of my life. But like, that's what college should be. And it's so funny when you Google interdisciplinary studies. I mean, that's what I got, I guess, at Illinois State. That's like a fancy school thing. That's what they do at Brown and other schools. So I don't know my point. I guess the point is, it's what I learned at the internship when I was 18, right after senior of high school. They were saying, why are you even going to college? Or if you are going to college, why would you major in TV or radio? Like, just get in the building, start interning and volunteering, shadowing, doing whatever you can. So I knew I wanted to go to school. Anyhow, go for your dream, whatever it is. Don't wait for someone to say, you graduate, now go for your dream.
Right, right. And the question was really hinging on that, right? Like once you graduated, how did you make your way into formulating a career out of this? Was it the internships that panned out, or what were those first couple of steps like for you post-college working, trying to figure out how to get on the radio?
Yeah, I guess it was post high school. So like right as I was starting college, I was applying for all these jobs in small town, like just did like a 2 hour radius. So Decatur, Illinois, Springfield, Champaign, like anywhere that had a radio station or TV station, I was just applying there for internships and jobs and things that I was not remotely qualified for. But I mean, what good practice? It's like when someone does finally say, hey, we'll talk with you, even if it's years down the road, like, whoa, hopefully they'll, you know, give you some feedback on your demo reel or just some good words of wisdom. Like only good things can happen from going through that process. Yeah. By the time it was senior year where I was like, you know, I knew I was going to graduate, and then knew, you know, August of after I graduated there, boom, like no more classes. I can move anywhere and really work full time. And I applied to life, I don't even know, like thousands of jobs, hundreds of interviews. Like it was definitely not nervous, even though most people were beyond freaking out being 21, applying for their first full time. Like, no, it was all good. So it was just definitely good practice. And then it ended up being Bloomington, Indiana, home of Indiana University. So they offered me a job to host the morning show on the pop radio station. So kind of like in Kiss FM, or in Chicago, there's Kiss FM or B96. So so it was a station like that, and hosted my own morning show, assistant program director. And so that's a pretty good gig right out of school, and I got benefits, and I don't know what it paid, but enough to pay the rent. That's all that matters. So I feel like the first several jobs, out of college or out of high school, whenever you're going in the real world, you can't look at the paycheck. Right. I understand if life goes along or you have kids, things are a little different, or there's loans and so on. But if it's just you, man, just think of that first job or jobs as graduate school or PhD or residency or so on. So yeah, that, so I felt like, and cool being in a college town, I felt like I went to grad school at Indiana University, going, you know, seeing all the guest speakers and the sporting events, when I have them on my radio show. Then from there, I went to Washington, D.C., and I felt like that was my PhD. So like, we're always learning.
Yeah. And when you were starting out in Indiana University, when you first got that gig as a host, what would you say, two-part question. One is, what was the hardest part of your craft at that point in time?
I guess knowing no one telling me what to do or what not to do, which is that's a good thing, I think. I guess there's pros and cons to that. I think that's the best blessing ever, being able to just make mistakes, just try things and like, oh my gosh, we talked for way too long, or oh, maybe we shouldn't have talked about that topic, or maybe that guest wasn't the best. But hey, I mean, so actually that's awesome, because a lot of times in a larger market, it's maybe you get paid more, but maybe it's a bigger company.
Yeah.
But man, a lot of times they'll maybe only let you talk for 10 seconds, or they only can pre-approve the guests. But for us, we got to do anything. Like, it was so cool. We would have the performers in the opera at Indiana University, world renowned Jacobs School of Music. But we were a pop radio. Can you imagine B96 having opera singers on their morning show? Why not? So wait, yeah, we had opera singers and the high school marching band and goats from the county fair. So I mean, it was awesome. So like, it was, we learned so much by being able to just try different things and learn from any mistakes made.
What when you were in the thick of it, when you were the host, what is it that you learned about the reality of what you were doing versus any perceptions you had about what you thought you would be getting yourself into?
I guess I just had so much experience from just, I mean, it was like 50 hours a week. I was living in the radio stations, like the real commercial stations in college and in town.
Yeah.
Nothing was a surprise. Like it was, I guess it was, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
I was over-prepared. Like what a good position to be in.
Sure. And then do you remember that one moment or some moments in time as your career progressed where you just had that feeling like, man, I've come so far, I've made it. This is a cool experience that I'm having right now, whether it was someone you were interviewing or just a caller that you were interfacing with or something like that, where you just felt like all my hard work's paid off. Do you remember that first memory?
I remember talking to the mayor of Bloomington, Mark Kuzan, who said, Sam, man, I was listening to the show yesterday. That was hilarious how when you were interviewing Chelsea Clinton when she came to town to campaign for her mom, Hillary Clinton. She was running for the Democratic ticket. I guess it was 2008. Man, that was so cool how you asked her that was so cool how Secret Service kicked you out. How fun. I mean, so this is what happened. So, man, that was such a fun time. Oh, wait, everyone came to town. So Obama came and Bill Clinton came, and all of these celebrities were coming, campaigning for all of them. But yeah, for whatever reason, for Chelsea Clinton, they said no interviews. Because a lot of times, like, they want to talk to every media outlet they can, the campus newspaper, like whatever they can to get positive press. They want to get people to vote for their candidate, right? And that's why. But yeah, for Chelsea, they said no. So, you know, at the end, when people give a speech, you know, they'll shake everyone's hand and so on. So, you know, I was there at the greeting line saying, hey, you know, thanks for coming. We really appreciate it. And then I guess this is before you can like record on your cell phone, just had an old fashioned cassette tape recorder, and then just whipped out my recorder saying, by the way, what's your favorite romantic comedy to watch with your husband? You know, like just a fun, fluffy, you know, that's not a gotcha question. That's just fun and relatable and fun. Yeah. And then she just got nervous looking around and started slowly answering the question. And then Secret Service came over and said, sorry, no interviews. And then escorted me out of IU Auditorium. I make it sound like more intense was it was. They just said, please, sir, no, thank you. But obviously, I kept that baby recording and then played it the next morning on the morning show. And then the mayor saying, man, that was so cool, Sam. So things like that, when you know, that's what's fun about being in a small town. So it was B97. That's the big pop radio station, which was also the dentist listening station.
There you go.
Or the rock station, because in a smaller town, there's not as many stations.
Yeah.
So like imagine in Chicago, if Kiss FM, B96, 100.3, She FM, the old 97.9, The Loop, the old Q101, 107.5 GCI, V103. Like imagine if all those stations were one station. It's like in a smaller town, like that's what it is. Like the pop station is just, it was us. a country station and NPR.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool how like everyone is listening. So
yeah.
And another quick sidebar. I remember when Bill Clinton came, he was definitely more than happy to talk to anyone. So at Assembly Hall, he was shaking hands and talking with folks. And I said two words to him, Ahmad, and then he walked 80 yards past everyone, past John Mellencamp, who was there, who lives in town, and other famous people and big donors, and came right up to me and shook my hand and did a little chit chat with me with my tape recorder. Do you know what the two words I said were, where he walked right on over?
What did you say?
Go Razorbacks.
Oh, nice. You did some research.
It's all show prep. That's all you got to do. He just came, ran right on over. And then we did a quick interview and played that on the morning show the next day. And man, I miss doing things like that. So I still host my own show, the Sam Alex Show, but syndicated to country music stations, and they schedule their own music. And most of the stations are my show Monday to Friday, 7 to midnight. I'm excited after COVID and the world gets back to normal to start doing that again.
So Sam, catch us up where you are, man. You've got Camp Broadcast you talked about earlier. You've got your website. You've got the Sam Alex Show. Where can people get in touch, and what's your journey been like to getting a syndicated show?
That's such a good question. All right, so the things I'm doing now, hosting my own daily syndicated show on country music stations, mm-hmm. Sam Alex Show, mm-hmm. and I'm also correspondent for the syndicated entertainment news magazine TV show that's called Celebrity Page TV. So you can see that on the weekends on the Reels cable channel, as well as over 150 local TV stations, including WCIU The U in Chicago, also ABC in New York and LA. So that's fun, doing interviews for them. My daily radio show, and then the Camp Broadcast. So that's for any people of all ages.
Yeah.
So we've had middle schoolers to people in their 50s who are wanting a career change, and then some people who are wanting to do a TED Talk. So it's really for all ages. Mm-hmm. It's been mostly, I feel like, seniors in high school and college students and recent grads who are just really fully invested in having a career in some sort of broadcasting, TV, radio, YouTube, podcasting, TikTok, et cetera. So yeah, campbroadcast.com, the place to go. We have a full week of in-person learning we're going to be doing in Chicago this summer in July, fingers crossed. If not, we'll just do it on Zoom like we did our 6 one-week sessions last week, where we had Donovan McNabb, Super Bowl MVP, and Scott Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist, Scotty McCreery, winner of American Idol, Tom Crean, head basketball coach at Indiana University, Jessica Vosk, who played Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway, wow. The Real Housewives, Chris Carmack from Grey's Anatomy on ABC. The list goes on and on. So the coolest thing about this camp is, so I lead all the sessions, but as a camper, you get to do, am I what you're doing? I mean, you get to interview someone, you get to interview a celebrity and record it on your end. Yeah. And at the end of the week, you just have an amazing hosting reel where you just have several A-list interviews you get to chop together, make a cool, you know, 2 or 3 minute sizzle reel and send that out to get an internship or a job. Like, how is someone not going to hire you when there's footage of you interviewing an Olympic gold medalist and the winner of American Idol? Like, that's so cool. And then at the end of the interview, the celeb guest gives their feedback and you know, good things the campers are doing in the interviews, or, you know, tips to improve on it. And if anyone's too nervous, because on the first day, 10 minutes in, you interview a celebrity on your own, I'm always happy to like co-host it with the camper. They're too nervous. And, you know, I give you tips how to show prep and best practices and so on. And then also every day we have a different industry veteran. So we've had Megan Alexander from Inside Edition, Cassie DeLauro, who's a host for Entertainment Tonight, Jordan Burnfield, play-by-play host from ESPN, and so on. And then they join and just give you great, great tips and a Q&A and cool mentorships. And the neatest part is the campers have been just forming these great friendships and collaborating and being guests on each other's YouTube channels and podcasts and so on. And that's just the best way to learn and grow together and really like find out about job opportunities too. So campbroadcast.com, the place to go. And that's been so much fun.
Yeah. Thanks for all the context behind it. Sounds like a great opportunity to build your skills and meet some A-list celebrities. So that was going to be my follow-up question. How did you go about, getting people comfortable with the idea of getting on the show? And are there any tips you want to share with the listeners who might want to pursue being a radio host one day, or starting their own podcast or anything like that, on seeking out people to come on your show? Is there a secret sauce?
You just got to do it. Isn't that crazy? It's just that easy. Yeah. A lot of people are just afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to fail. I mean, I feel like maybe it is a good thing that when I was a lot younger, that podcasting wasn't existing. So that way people weren't listening to all my mistakes. So maybe just do it, but then maybe doesn't mean you have to publish it. You know what I mean? Oh, sure. Maybe if there's like a cool clip, you can post that to your social media.
Yeah.
And so on. But if you're really proud of the work, put it out in the world. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
And definitely, man, have a website, even if it's just a landing page, even if it's for free on Wix or Weebly or from Linktree, have some sort of a business card. Well, have a business card. That'd be cool. No one's doing that. Write thank you notes. Awesome. But have a website. So when you email people because you want to intern or get a job or have them as a guest, how cool would that be that you have a professional website, even if it's just like some of the most fancy public relations companies for the most famous and wealthiest actors in Hollywood. You go to their PR or management website. Ahmad, it's literally a blank screen. Like it's just white screen. And the very lower left-hand corner, it says 75 Wilshire Drive, Beverly Hills. There's a phone. Wow. Or like it can literally just be a blank screen.
Yeah.
And then your email address. Or hopefully you can have a picture. And then as time goes on, you can put your great work from your hosting reel or a demo of anything you're working on and so on, or links to your social media. And like for me, my website, samalexradio.com, and try to get some branding. So like for me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, they're all at Sam Alex Radio. So if you can think of, I wish it would have been Sam Alex, not even Sam Alex TV, Sam Alex Media or something that kind of will be timeless and stand the test of time. But, or maybe you want to be a chef and your name is Laura, the chef. LauraTheChef.com, and make that your handle. So just try to have the branding consistent. Get that cool demo reel, hosting reel, even if it's just 60 seconds, and send that baby out to anyone and everyone. Mm. And then hopefully you'll get some good feedback. Only good things can happen from that.
Yeah. So Sam, I know we're pressed for time. I'm going to try to go towards a couple of questions that will help the audience with reflection and guidance and just get your take as well. One just fun one before I do that. What is it that people think you do versus what you really do?
No, I think people think I host a radio show. Yeah. TV work. I mean, maybe there's some people who think I just hang out with famous people.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I host a radio show and TV correspondent and run a summer camp. Yeah, that's what people think I do. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I make it pretty clear on social media and on my website. This is what I do.
That's what I do.
There's not really smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. And then if you looked at a lens of your life right now, I'm going to ask you these questions. I call them the big three that I always ask guests that are on the show. What advice?
I know. I'm ready.
That's right. What advice would you give your past self, Sam?
Enjoy the moment. Don't stress about the small things. So I remember my sophomore year of college, I emailed so many hosts and network executives in Chicago, New York, LA, saying, is it okay if I'm a camp counselor at a summer camp for 8 weeks? I mean, there's going to be 8 weeks where I'm not going to be interning. I mean, I'm not going to be 50 hours a week in the studio, taking out the trash and in the production room, working on Adobe Audition and setting up remotes with the Marty feed. And am I going to be far behind my competition? Anyone else that wants to have a career in TV or radio? What am I doing? My life is going to end. I can't be a camp counselor, right? Can I be a camp counselor? I ended up being a camp counselor. And then the rest of the year and the rest of the summers, I was just interning or working full time. But like, that's crazy. So the old self, I would say, live life. Like, don't stress about things. Life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Sure. And that's great advice. You're right. We try to live in the moment, but it's really about this combination of these smaller moments that make up the memories, right? Instead of just one defining moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So same question, my friend, but what advice do you give your present self?
I mean, is that too cliche that it's the exact same thing, but even like doubling down, like really enjoy your life, really be in the moment, really don't stress about little career things.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. No, it's not cliche at all. It means you actually know where you're headed and what your mindset's at. So that's great.
It's just good for everyone. Enjoy the ride. Have fun. Come on.
Now I'm curious if you say the same thing for your future self. What advice would you give your future self?
For this, the same thing. For my future, like now, today, that's for my future self, same thing. And that's what I also would have said way back when.
Okay, gotcha. Sam, thanks. Thanks for coming on. I know there's a lot of people that want to get in the entertainment field, want to be doing something like starting a podcast or maybe one day getting on the radio. Any parting words of wisdom that you want to share with the audience?
You just got to dig in. You just got to do it. And you also, yeah. I mean, if you have any, I was so lucky. I feel like at Illinois State, my roommates and a lot of my friends were in the theater department where they knew just how competitive of an industry it is.
Yeah.
And I would always go to them to see like guest speakers. I remember Gary Sinise came to campus and many others.
Wow.
But one of them, I remember, and John Malkovich, I remember one of them said, maybe it was an alum who's a casting director saying for every 100 auditions, you would get a callback. So it's not even 100, you know, interviews or auditions, you get an actual job. I mean, you're told no 99 out of 100 times. And the one time you're told yes, it's maybe like yes, but then do it again. So
yeah.
So like it's, you got to get used to being told no. And it's, you just got to have the mindset of someone who's an actor or a musician or a comedian or an athlete where A, you got to be 100% beyond all in it.
Mm.
And B, just got to be tough or you can't be afraid to fail because it's just so competitive.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love the energy you brought in. You can feel the passion in your voice from the minute we started talking. So really happy for all the success you've had. I wish you all the best in the future and can't wait to follow your career trajectory as far as it takes it.
Thank you so much, Mike. Congratulations on your podcast. Please keep in touch with me. I'm excited for big things to keep on happening.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Sam.
I talk soon.
Sam had one focus since he was young, to be on the radio. He made it his mission to make sure he accomplished that dream. From internships to his first job at Indiana University to now having a syndicated show, Sam showed what hard work, dedication, and a relentless pursuit can yield. And what really makes Sam special is his desire to give back to others through his Camp Broadcast Initiative. I am so happy for Sam and all the success. I can't wait to see what he does next. You can find Sam on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Sam Alex Radio and on his website at samalexradio.com. Join me in the next episode where you will get to know Rehan Jalali. You will hear about his amazing journey from bodybuilding to becoming a celebrity fitness trainer and nutritionist to some of the biggest names out there. Until then, for Sam, this is Ahmad, If I Could Podcast, signing off.